Praise the Lord. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, my brothers, my sisters, and my family. I am not your average preacher or your average speaker. But this morning, I come to tell you that God speaks. God speaks. Where he speaks, it could be through his word, through his Holy Spirit, or through that little still voice that we sometimes hear at the depth of our heart. Have you thought for once that maybe in the middle of all this, God is speaking to us? Have you think that maybe in the middle of all this, we have been handling it wrongly? I'm here to tell you this morning, this evening, this afternoon, that God speaks. These are troubling times. These are challenging times that challenge the very core of our faith. These times have come in our lives to remind us one very important thing. That's my brother. We need God. We need his grace. We need his mercy. We need him now and forever, and now or never. We need him now. All parts of our lives. This past few weeks, in my prayers, I have been asking God that, God, I need you. Jesus, I need you. Holy Spirit, I need you. Come to me, I need you more than ever. Because, my brother, when I look around, see the state of things and see the pain, the agony, the struggle that we are all facing, it makes me realize that life is very short and very fragile. Not long ago, if I'm being specific, 31st December 2019, we gathered in our various places, club, church, houses, friends, family come together, and we all count the year down, or we all count it to the year 2020. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And here we are. 2020 is here with us. We make plans. We make our New Year resolutions. We make decisions. Everything, all the wonderful things that we're going to be doing in 2020. But I'm here to tell you, nobody knows tomorrow except God. Nobody knows tomorrow but God. In the middle of all this, in this uncertainty that we all face, God is really speaking. God is telling us, his people, his children, this is a wake-up call for you and I. Perhaps you are feeling the same thing. You feel the same way I'm feeling too. Because 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is not seen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. That tells me, or that tells you and I, starting point, my brother. Our starting point should not be the media. Our starting point is not the media. Our starting point is not the world leaders. Our starting point is not Donald Trump. Our starting point is not vaccine for COVID-19. Our starting point is the Word of God. Our starting point should be the Word of God. Then I began to think or to use the Word of God as a checklist against my life, as a mirror, against my very core of existence. Then I did hear God speaking. God speaking and telling me, His word says, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, that we should pray without ceasing. We should pray without ceasing because there are troubled times ahead of us. And I use that against my life. When I use that against my life, believe me, if I tell you, was a totally fail. I have failed for the one simple fact that my prayer life, that God bestowed on me to pray without ceasing, I failed. Another checkpoint that I use, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Use that against myself, and I ask myself, my brother, the truth is, I wasn't seeking God and its righteousness. I wasn't seeking the kingdom of God, but rather I was seeking green card. I was seeking career progression. I was seeking by all means to become a United States citizen. I was seeking relationship. I was seeking big cars. I was seeking bigger houses and narrowing down every blessing that I can get, except for the source for these blessings. How I wish if I can give it all back for this coronavirus, for this COVID-19 to go away. Mommy, Papa, for this pain to go away. But I'm here to tell you today, this is just the storm before the tsunami. This is a wake-up call for you and I, my brother. This is a wake-up call because Amos 8:11 tells us that there is going to be a great hunger, but this hunger is not going to be hunger for food or hunger for water or hunger for clothing, hunger for shelter, but it's going to be for the hunger for the Word of God. That is why in Isaiah 55:6, curse me now, because God has placed a time limit for the time for us to seek Him, time for us to know God, to get close to God. Because a time will come, my brother, my sister, mommy, papa, auntie, brother, minia, it is what God has placed on you. It is the Word of God that is in you that is going to give you life. It is the Word of God. So our starting point as Christians, our starting point as children of God should not be the media. We should stop gluing ourselves to the TV, to the mainstream media, to the news. We should stop polluting our mind with all this fake news, all this negative news. Every day, the number of death that we are focusing on. But rather, we should focus on the Word of God.
We should focus on the one who can give eternal life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He that comes to me should not perish, but have everlasting life. Is that what we are seeking for now that we are glued to our televisions? The Bible says, an idol is anything or anyone I place first above God. And indeed, to be honest with you, there are so many things in my life that I've placed above God, which has become an idol. To talk of my education, to talk of the churches, the buildings that we have, the wonderful buildings, but through the infinite mercy of God we have been able to put up, now where are these buildings? The buildings that we have decorated, that we are in a hurry on a Sunday morning to put up our flamboyant clothing, to go and flip our wings and show people what the Lord has blessed with us with. Where are they now? Now the only thing that we are left with is our PJs, pyjamas. 24/7 we are in our pyjamas. Because why? We are locked down. We can't even go out. You can't wear those Louis Vuitton anymore. You can't hold those Kenneth Cole bags anymore. Who are you going to show it to? Who is there to look at all those things? That is why Solomon said, I've tested it, I've seen it, and all of these is vanity. My brother, this is a wake-up call for us. This is a wake-up call for the church of God. That is not the building that we go into. Where is the buildings now? They are locked down. It is being taken over by weeds. They are growing out of weeds. It's been well over a month now, and we've not been able to step our feet in these churches, in these buildings that we call the building of God, or God's building, or God's church. We are now locked out in the confines of our little cubicles, little homes, with nowhere to go. And I'm not here this morning to point fingers, to tell you who did this or who did that. But have we once for a minute thought about it that we are all getting it wrong? Maybe it's not a collaboration. Maybe it's not a collaboration effort. Maybe it is an individual effort for us to open our hearts, to open our mind, and listen to the still voice of God that speak to us, that open his hands and say, look, I am the doctor that you need in this COVID-19. I am the doctor that doesn't put gloves on to touch you or to heal you. You remember in Matthew chapter 8 verse 1, 2 to 4, when God, Jesus Christ, made the leper, the leprosy man, he said, God, only you willing, you make me well. And guess what? Jesus said, yes, I'm willing. And he did not put on gloves. He did not put on face mask. He did not put on hand sanitizer. He stretched off his hands and hold this man. This morning, I'm here to tell you, the world is telling us that we cannot hug, we cannot shake hands. Because why? Even the doctors that are treating us, the nurses that are working 24/7 to find a vaccine, to find a cure for this deadly disease, they are wearing gloves, they are wearing aprons, they are wearing anything for protective shield to protect them from this virus. But we have a doctor, we have a God, we have a God that don't need these gloves. He said, if only my sheep will hear my voice. Are you his sheep? This morning, my brother, my sister, mommy, papa, our Lord says he stands at the door and knock. Our God is knocking on our heart. If only we will open the door, he will come in and stay in. I hope this little words that God has placed on my heart comes a very long way, or go a very long way, to wake us up, to forget about the mainstream media, to forget about what the news is saying, and focus on God and listen to the what God is telling us, what God is telling we Christians, that His coming is near. A day is coming. His word will be taken away from us. We will be begging just for somebody to tell us that He came to the world to save us, just to tell us that I am the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega. We will be wishing that we have somebody to tell us. This morning, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us. His word that we should be hidden in our hearts, let His word be the news that we listen to, and I promise you will find the answers in there. It doesn't matter what coronavirus throw on us. We are here. We're ready to fight. We're ready to listen to God's word. We just have to ask. We just have to ask that God speak, and I will hear. God should give us ears that we can hear. Because gone were the days in the Bible, the Lord was speaking to Samuel. Because Samuel, he didn't know which voice was calling. Do we know this God that we are calling upon? Do we know His voice? Can we recognize His voice when He speaks? Samuel has to go to the chief priest. And because the chief priest was aware of the ways of God, of the voice of God, he said, "My son, when the voice comes again, say, speak, Lord. Speak, God, for your servant listen." I pray, it's my prayer this morning, that we will be able to hear the voice of God, we'll be able to recognize the voice of God in these trying times. My brother, we are not going to die. COVID-19 is not going to take us off. It's not going to wipe us off. But it's a wake-up call. It's just the storm before the tsunami. So please don't wait. Don't wait for the tsunami, because we cannot stand it. We cannot stand it. Look at this. The economy of the world is falling. The time is coming. Stimulus checks will not help us. Time is coming. No one will weed, no one will go, no one will sow, no one will reap. Please. This is my humble words. I hope you find inspiration in this. I hope God speak to your heart. Because I know it's boiling in each one of us, our stomach, that God is really trying to tell us something. You might have your own. Please, let's go back to the word of God. Pray. Our God, who answers by fire, our God, who answers, I'm telling you, my brother, if our churches, our buildings were to be the Noah's Ark, it is animals that are going to fill it up. You and I, we are now drawn. We are now being perished in this coronavirus rain that is falling. Thank you for listening to me, and it's my prayer that God speak true. Use this to speak to your heart, and then we'll all go back and seek the face of God. Thank you for listening. Amen.